AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Lawmakers are being briefed on Capitol Hill about Iran. House Armed Services Committee Chair Adam Smith says Iran has backed off a bit, but is there a de-escalation in tensions?
Yeah, that's a difficult thing to calculate. There's a lot going on in a lot of different places, so I would hesitate to say it's de-escalated at this point.
Before leaving for Capitol Hill, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan spoke to reporters.
We're in the region to address many things, but it is not to go to a war with Iran.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joe Dunford, canceled a trip to Europe because of growing tensions with Iran. A Republican who is talking about impeachment of President Trump is facing expected backlash. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
Justin Amash has stepped further than even some Democrats, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells the AP Amash is an outlier.
Mr. Amash always has a different voting record than most of us anyway.
And is out of step with America. Amash doesn't care.
I really am not concerned about what Kevin McCarthy thinks about it.
And says GOP pressure has no influence over him. Fellow Republicans are furious but have not moved to punish Amash. Even the House Freedom Caucus, the GOP's most conservative group, is not throwing out Amash, who was one of its founding members but has not shown up for recent meetings. Sagar Magani at the White House.
At a rally outside the Supreme Court, people like Destiny Lopez with the group Above All protested the recent laws to tighten abortion restrictions. Lopez says the Trump administration's list of targets keeps growing.
Undocumented people, Muslims, low-income people, people with disabilities, transgender people, black families, women, and now anyone seeking reproductive health care.
Grady Wilkes was denied bond today in Alabama. He was in court to face charges of killing one police officer and wounding two others in Auburn, Alabama. This is AP Radio News. A new study says kids could do better keeping their cholesterol low.
While cholesterol levels in children and teens improved in an analysis of government health surveys, only half had readings that doctors considered ideal. The results were published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Dr. Amanda Perrock is the study's lead author.
High cholesterol levels, even very early in life during childhood, start to produce thickening, and you can sort of think of them as thickening and lipids or fats clogging up the blood vessels.
And guidelines say it's good to start cholesterol testing early in life.
All children, regardless of family history, have their cholesterol levels checked between the age of 9 and 11, and again between the ages of 17 and 21.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Nielsen TV ratings show the final episode ever of The Big Bang Theory on CBS was the most watched show last week, more than 18 million viewers. Game of Thrones, second place. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.